So B'shach talks about the continuation of the Gulas Bnei Yisrael from Mitzrayim. In last week's parsha, we saw this Indian of Chippazon, that Klal Yisrael is busy running through, running out of Mitzrayim. There's no time to waste. There's no time for the dough to rise. Everything's being done B'chippazon. In fact, one of the sources of Zerizim Makdim LeMitzvos is learned from last week's parsha, Mitzvah Bal Yada, Al Tachmi Tenu. Don't delay it. You should do everything really, really fast. So Parsha's bow is all about running, getting out of there as soon as possible. But then, at the very end of Parsha's Beshalach, there's an abrupt about face. Klal Yisrael is at the mercy of Amalek. And Moshe gives orders to start picking a whole army together. And he says, get the army together, and tomorrow we're going to fight them. Or some say, tomorrow we're going to daven. Tomorrow I'll daven. Baruch Alanu Anashim, choose men, v'tzehi lachem, and go out and fight. B'amalik machar, tomorrow, anochi nitzav al harosh. And tomorrow I'm going to stand on the mountain to daven. The machlok is whether machar is referring to that we'll fight tomorrow, or I'm going to daven tomorrow, but there's something being done tomorrow. Right now, Amalek's about to attack them. Klal Yisrael has been busy running and not wasting any time, b'chippazon. And suddenly comes Amalek, and they say, no, let's wait a day. They're attacking us now, but tomorrow we'll fight. Tomorrow we'll stand up and daven against them. So why is he waiting for tomorrow? Why don't we fight today and daven today as well? They're being attacked. They're being ambushed by Amalek, by a nation of violence, of hatred. So why is Moshe davening and saying, we'll daven tomorrow. We'll fight them tomorrow. And the truth is, we find this concept of machar connected to Amalek in other places as well. We see the concept of waiting in Megillas Esther, which ultimately led to the downfall of Haman. It says in the Pasuk that when Esther invited Ahasuerus and Haman to the Suda, the first Suda they had together, that party, and Ahasuerus said, whatever you want, you tell me. Any request you want, you tell me, I'll give it to you. Anything you want, Archatzi, Amalchus, up until half of the Malchus, it's all yours. Tell me whatever you want. And you know what she says? She has the golden opportunity to bring down Haman and say, it's his fault, he's trying to destroy my nation. And what does she say instead? She pushes it off and says, you know what? Come back tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll tell you what I want. Same thing. Haman came from Amalek, and why not attack him and point to him today that he's the one, he's the Russia trying to destroy my nation. Tomorrow we'll get to it. We'll wait. Suddenly this is about face of how Klal Yisrael is, you know, dealing with their enemies from Chippazon in Mitzrayim to Machar when it comes to Amalek. So the Pasuk in Balak tells us that the nature of Amalek is its Reishis Goyim. Reishis Goyim means that they're the leader amongst the Umas Olam, the leaders amongst the nations of the world. But that very same Pasuk says, what's the end? What happens to Amalek in the end? Vachriso, the end of them is Ade Ove, they're going to be destroyed. Their end will be destruction. They're Reishis Goyim, they move fast. They're Reishis, but in the end they all get destroyed. Rashi explains that the Reishis Goyim in that they attacked us first. In this week's parsha, when we were busy leaving, no one wanted to touch Bnei Yisrael. They saw, they heard what had happened in Mitzrayim, but no one wanted to touch us. Comes Amalek, Reishis Goyim, they attacked us, and even though they knew that they'd be destroyed, just like Mitzrayim was destroyed, even though Achariso Adi Ovi, they'd be destroyed, they were willing to jump in. They looked at the Reishis Goyim, they looked at the now. Amalek is a nation that represents a people, a mindset of living in the now, acting on impulse, spontaneity, even though tomorrow might bring destruction and mayhem. It's a mentality of instant gratification, regardless of any repercussions for doing something. It's a mentality of first impressions, judging a book by its cover. Amalek is a nation of externalities, lacking depth and understanding and time and reality. So the concept of machar is a concept of tomorrow, a concept of waiting, being patient. Completely antithetical to what Amalek represented. Amalek was Reishis Goyim, but Klal Yisrael is a Bechinas Machar. Let's wait. Let's think about things. Let's process. So while we follow the edict of Zerizim Makdim LeMitzvos, we try to do mitzvahs as soon, as quick as possible. That's only in the world of mitzvahs we try to do quickly. When it comes to everything else in this world, when it comes to judging, when it comes to making decisions, we say, Hevi Mesunim Badin. The very first, the Reishis, the first Mishnah, all of Avos, of all Pirkei Avos, the first din we learn is Hevi Mesunim Bedin, to be patient. To go against Reishis Goyim, to go against Amalek, Reishis Goyim is to be first and quick and fast. Our first principle in Pirkei Avos is Hevi Mesunim Bedin, be patient. Pause. What we're speaking about in the morning with Pimkus, before you come into the shul, pause. Ani Rav Chasdra, realize what you're entering into. Don't run into shul, just get your plates and throw your coat down. Pause, internalize, where am I walking into? That's Hevet Musunim Adin. Every misstep of Amalek was a result of being short-sighted. The idea of Amalek is being stuck in a world of the now and the inability to see tomorrow, what Malchah brings, what Acharisa, what the end will bring. Amalek is stuck in the world of Teva, nature. They can't think outside that box of nature. They're limited to what they could see, what they could feel, but they can't think beyond what's going on right now, what's in this world of Teva. Klai Yisrael, on the other hand, represents the ability to look beyond what meets the eye, to anticipate what Machar brings, what tomorrow brings. So it's fascinating that the gematria of Machar is exactly 8 more than Amalek. Amalek's 240, Machar's 248, because as we know, the Maharal tells us 8 is always Lamal Teva, above Teva. Amalek is all about living in the world of Teva, the world of nature. Machar is the ability to see above nature, Lamal Teva, to go outside that world. So history repeats itself every single year, over and over again, the same thing happening in the story of Amalek is no different. So Haman, as a descendant of Amalek, fell into that same exact trap as his ancestors. What happened? Haman saw a small window of an opportunity and grabbed it. And he failed to look at the whole picture. What happened? He did the Goral, he did the lottery, he got so overwhelmed with excitement that, it landed in Adar, the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died. This is perfect, this is exactly what I wanted. He looked at, this is death. Had he put a little bit more investigation, had he looked into a little bit further, he would have seen, but not only did Moshe die in this month, but as we know, the Gemara tells us he was also born this month. A little investigation, some patience, having Mesunim Badin, it's a little due diligence, widening the scope, he would have spared Haman another devastating failure. So the arch enemy of Amalek was Moshe Rabbeinu. This clash between the two of them at the end of the week, the Parsha rather, Moshe on the top of the mountain, Amalek down below. So there's an incredible Moshe of Zakenim on this week's Parsha. Moshe of Zakenim, written by the Bali Tosfos, points out, where he asks the very basic question, why in the world did Amalek want to attack Bnei Yisrael? They knew everything that happened. The entire world knew about the Eser Makos, about Kriyas Yamsu. They knew everything. So what got in their mind that they wanted to attack? Why did they think they were the nation that could bring us down? So listen to what the Moshe of Zakenim, the Bali Tosfos, say. Explains that Amalek did a little bit of introspection to themselves. And they looked into the essence of their own name, Amalek. What does Amalek mean? And look at this. He says they discovered that their name, Amalek, stands for Ayin Amram, Mem is Moshe, Lamed is Levi, Kuf is Kahas. Amalek, they had the Rashi tables of the lineage, the Yichus of Moshe Rabbeinu. So they understood that they were invincible to Moshe. They had the Koach of Moshe. They had the Koach of his Amram and Levi and Kahas. They were Amalek. They were able to bring him down. They were Rashi's Goyim. They had that koach of the names of Moshe and all his yichas. They could bring him down. But it says the Bai Tosos, but they were short-sighted once again. Had they looked at the Machar, they looked at the Tamar, they looked at the end of Moshe's, Amram's, and Kas and Levi's name, the letters are, the Moshe ends with a He, and then Amram's a Mem, Levi's a Yud, and Kahas is a Tuf. Those letters spell Misa. Perhaps Rashi's Goyim, they had the ability to start off with them, but you can't finish them off. Those who want to finish them off ends up with Misa. That's what it says in the Pasuk in Balak, Achariso is going to be over. It's going to be destroyed. So we can now understand then a strange request Esther Malka made at the very end of Megillas Esther. After Haman and his sons, 10 sons, were already hanged, she requests a repeat of their hanging. It says in the Pasuk, Vatomer Esther im Alamelech Tov, if it's good for the king, Yenosein gam machar la Yehudim, Asher Beshushan Abira la Yehudim, to hang the Vesa Seretz Haman Yitlu Alayitz, tomorrow I want to hang them again. She already hanged them. You can't hang them twice, you can, but they're already dead. The explanation, I believe, is that she was making a request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the king. Grar points out every time he says HaMelech, it really refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the king of the universe. She wanted Amalek to stay far, that even the Machar, to Amalek to never have that koach of Machar, the ability to look beyond the now, to live in the now only. The Machar, the Bechina Machar, is only for Klai Yisrael. So if she will be Zocha, to see that request come true very soon with the annihilation of Amalek, that the Bechina Machar, they'll be hanged not only the times of the Megillah, but the times of now, and see the coming of the Mashiach, the building of the base of Shlishi, and the Bon Shalom's name, full name, being complete with the destruction of Amalek. Have a good day. Good Shabbos.